You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines, and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. Make your number one pick the preferred document services provider of the Browns, OBM, with their exclusive guarantees and designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. They've made unconditional fans out of all of their customers. Only OBM has all the X's and O's for your office when putting together a Sharp Products playbook for your business. Call 216-485-2000 or visit OhioBusinessMachines.com. Some interesting stuff, I thought, came out of Pro Football Talk yesterday about Ezekiel Elliott and running backs and whether or not a guy like Ezekiel Elliott should actually stay away from football for one more year. And this was put forth by Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, and I thought it was very interesting. He's saying you look at the average length playing career of running backs, 2.57 years. He can protect himself with insurance, and he could, you know, put that, you know, in so he could protect himself. But he's probably going to be a first-round pick, and he's comparing it to Marcus Lattimore, who would have been a first-round pick before suffering a knee injury, never played in the NFL, and is going to get $1.7 million from his insurance, but would have gotten the $8.3 million from a contract had he not gotten hurt. So he's saying it seems crazy, but for some players like Elliott, it might be better to just drop out and sit a year out and then come back and play.
I think it's easier said than done. It's very hard to tell a competitor like Ezekiel Elliott, who seems to be very comfortable, very confident now after the way he closed his football season. If you're a Buckeye fan, you've heard Urban Meyer talk about what a cohesive unit this has been. And to think that, you know, Ezekiel Elliott and his role on this football team has to have a huge part of that. His buy-in, his performance, you know, his willingness to participate and grow in his role as the season has gone on. And I think it'd be very difficult for any competitor, and in this case, because of the culture that now exists at Ohio State, the opportunity to repeat as a national champion, Ezekiel Elliott, who, yes, might have a first-round grade right now, but in that system, we've seen three quarterbacks flourish. We saw Carlos Hyde go over, become Urban Meyer's first 1,000-yard rusher last year. Ezekiel Elliott topped that this year as a part of it. And I just see the sky continuing to stay, you know, or the ceiling continue to rise for that offense and anybody who partakes in it. And I understand that, you know, health is a factor, but, you know, it's really never been a factor at the running back position in that system. It's been the quarterbacks, you know, the quarterbacks that are asked to run the ball 150 plus times in Braxton and in JT Barrett, both of them having their own series of injuries or missing time in a game, whether it be concussed or a stinger or a bang on the knee, not so much the running back. And we have to understand that Ohio State will always have a plethora of talent. And that's the way this season started with Curtis Samuel and Rod Smith and Ezekiel Elliott, you know, splitting those carries. And so Ezekiel Elliott got off to a slow start. But then on the other side of the coin, you have to be very confident as a Buckeye fan that if Ezekiel Elliott does, for whatever reason, or is advised to take this thought into effect and sit out, he's making a business decision on his behalf, and he'll have to train all year and essentially might drop down some of those boards because he has a lack of a performance, and you have to go back a year in time to see the type of player that he is, which is great. But there's not going to be a whole lot of drop-off because I think it's about the system, and Urban Meyer is going out and getting the cream of the crop. And at halftime of the national championship game, the number one running back in the ESPN, you know, top 300 actually committed to Ohio State. So
that's right.
There is going to be no lack of talent at running back in Ohio at Ohio State because everybody wants to win and everybody wants to showcase their talents. Ezekiel Elliott has that opportunity. He can continue it or he can step away and project into the NFL.
I agree. It's an interesting thing, and I think guys should maybe running backs should be able to come out earlier, but guys should be able to pursue the opportunity to make money when they can. I know they're trying to keep guys in school longer for football because it is such a physical, violent game, and I get it. But in the case of a guy like Ezekiel Elliott or Marcus Lattimore, things could have worked out differently. Now, everybody who decides to stay or go takes a risk. Look at Matt Leinart and, you know, what happened with his draft stock. It happens with people. Matt Barkley was another one who fell precipitously. Taj Boyd, I think, fell a lot as well. So there's always some risk and reward with it. But just an interesting thing, just kind of food for thought. Now, here's one that I think is very interesting. Ray Lewis was on with Stephen A. Smith on ESPN Radio.
I saw that.
And he said, "The only reason we know who Tom Brady is because of a tuck rule."
which to me is absolutely ludicrous.
Ridiculous. And now that's fine if he says that's when his legacy started, but Tom Brady has done so many things to cement his legacy since that point that to say that you only know about who Tom Brady is because of Tuck Rule is ridiculous. And I don't know why he's coming out with saying it right now. That was 13 years ago. 13 years ago was the Tuck Rule. Yes, did Chucky Wood make the play? Should they have lost that game? Should the Raiders have gone to the Super Bowl? Absolutely. But that is not the only reason we know who Tom Brady is. And why do people say things like this? I mean, why are you even saying something like that?
That I don't know. You know, it's, Ray Lewis walked out of the game on top as a Super Bowl champion and walked right into a multi-million-dollar television job. So he's seen all football season long, and he's still seen now that football season, the playoff football season is still going on, whether it's, whatever station he's a part of. And I don't know. And that's the one thing that I think when it comes to, those out there, and we've got one here in Cleveland, wearing the number two, that just love controversy, love the limelight so much that if it starts to fade at all, they must do something that most people will see as outlandish or why would you do that? But it fits their personality. If that comment fits Ray Lewis's personality, we can say that. But I don't think there's no need for it. And at this case, having beaten the Ravens, a team that he's probably still very close to, a majority of that roster, and a team that he struggled to beat, during his career, and and Tom Brady is in search of his fourth Super Bowl ring, might be a little bit of haterade that he's sipping on.
Might be a little bit of haterade that he is drinking on. That's just one of those things shocking to me when people say things that are completely ridiculous.
And ridiculous.
I think that is one of those comments that is completely, completely ridiculous. Another thing, speaking of Tom Brady, so Tom Brady made like this logo about the Colts where he's riding the Colts logo, and Andrew Luck did his interview today, his press conference today, with a hat that took the logo that Brady made and he put it on his own hat to wear it, kind of as a little bit of a back and forth, a little tete-a-tete. I like that. I like that gamesmanship. I think Andrew Luck is already like an old school vet.
I do, too, and you have to love that about him. And Andrew Luck, for those of you out there that don't get to watch the Indianapolis Colts an awful lot, Andrew Luck is a player on the field that doesn't smack talk. He kills you with kindness.
He does.
To the point where it's been reported by multiple times, multiple players have said it's this awkward thing that you just put a lick on him, and he gets up, smacks you on the butt, gives you a smile, and says, nice hit. You know, and you don't get that from any other quarterback. You definitely don't get that from Tom Brady as you watch interviews about Tom Brady who explains why he likes to use the F word as much as he does and the emphasis that comes along with it, both with his teammates and on the football field with coaches. And Andrew Luck is one of those guys that I think is talented well beyond his years in the National Football League and is experienced well beyond his years. And I think he's really, we're seeing him grow as a person and as a professional right in front of our eyes.
Yeah, no question about it. I like him. Andrew the Giant, Bill Simmons calls him. He makes a good impression of him. When we come back, we've talked a lot about Yahoo Sports today. We're going to be joined by Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports columnist. He can talk about the Buckeyes, Cardale Jones, and if he should go pro or not. Talk Browns as well, and what he thinks on Johnny Manziel. That's coming up next here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.